الصلاة والسلام مثلي، قال إنما مثلي ومثل الناس كمثل رجل استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله جعل الفراش والدواب التي يقعن في النار يقعن فيها وهو يحجزهن عنها فيغلبنه فيقتحمن فيها. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, indeed, exclusively the example, the simile of myself and people is the example of someone who made a fire. And when the fire was made and it was kindled and the light spread and everything around it was visible, the different types of creatures that fall into the fire for different reasons that just are naturally attracted towards it and end up falling into it, started coming and naturally falling into it. And the man is trying to push them back or remove them or get them to least stay away from the fire. And he is trying to push them away and they are finding ways to get around him. And he's pushing them back and they are falling into the fire anyways. ثم قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وأنا أخذ بحجزكم عن النار وأنتم تفلتون من يدي. And I am holding you back from your belts from Jahannam. الحجز is like, back in the day they used to wear like certain types of pants that you would, the top part would be flipped a couple of times over something that's very thick, and that's the we don't have this anymore. We have belts though. The belts are the closest thing I can bring you, but it's not actually a belt, but it's that middle part, and it used to be very thick and quite heavy. So if I caught you from it or you caught someone, it makes it difficult to move. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying, and indeed I am holding you from your belts from Jahannam, and some of you slip through my fingers. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of you slip through my fingers. They just I can't hold on, or I can't hold on to too many all at the same time. And some of you just don't. I can't hold you back. Alayhi salatu wasalam. This is how he saw. This is how he saw his relationship with people. This is how he saw his relationship with people around him. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw it, and it's a very simple equation. The formula was not complicated for him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw himself as the guardian. He saw himself as the person who was going to prevent all of humanity from entering Jahannam, waliyadu billah. It was created, it doesn't have to be. It will be, but it doesn't have to be filled. And if it does, it doesn't have to be with you. And if it will, it doesn't have to be you or those who follow him, alayhi salatu wasalam. If he has the ability, if he has the option, if he has the possibility to hold you back, then he will. And that's how he sees his relationship with you. Just hold you back from Jahannam as much as he can. He's going to exhaust all of his efforts and resources to try and do that, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, sometimes, وَأَنْتُمْ تَقْتَحِمُونَ فِيهَا. And you guys enter anyways. And you slip through my fingers, I can't hold you back, alayhi salatu wasalam. And if we adopted just a fraction of that mentality from him, alayhi salatu wasalam, if you inherited just a fraction of that mentality from him, alayhi salatu wasalam, it would change your worldview completely. It changes the mindset altogether. You see things differently. You see yourself as blessed beyond, beyond the ability to ever account for. Like beyond the capability of understanding the magnitude of it. Blessed in a way that it'll never be possible to understand because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you. And because you have been blessed to that degree, you look at those around you as people who deserve the blessing that you have as much as you do, and those who you would like to make sure that they receive the blessing that you have. Then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you a path where you know that this path leads to paradise, it's a path that does not lead to Jahannam, and you're blessed to at least know it, and to be walking on it, whether you make it or not is in the hands of Allah, but you're blessed enough to know that this is the correct path, and this is where it, then you want everyone to be on that path as well. And if you understand him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that's how he saw it. He saw life in this very simple manner. So whatever it took to help someone, to help one of the people who are slipping into the fire to be held back, then he would do it, sallallahu. And there's no price too expensive for this. Nothing was too pricey for this. At least that's how he saw it, alayhi salatu wasalam. And if we are true inheritors of his legacy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you inherit this mindset. You inherit this feeling that you have been blessed with this guidance. Hold as much as you can. Hold back as many as you can. And if we all did that, then if you think about it, yani, I love the way he used this phrase. He could have used any other phrase. وَأَنَا أَخِذٌ بِالْحُجَزِ, right? If people did this, if I held you from that position and you held me and someone else, then it becomes, we become a wall. We become something that's unpenetratable because there's that strength and that unity and that interconnectedness. And we only move as a group from then on. We only move as a group from then on. We don't move as individuals where their energy is being lost into space because it's unsynchronized and is not harmonious. We become a unit that only moves together because I see you that way, you see me that way. And that's our goal. And I think this is something worth contemplating. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفق عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال إنما مثلي ومثل الناس كمثل رجل استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله جعل الفراش والدواب التي يقعن في النار يقعن فيها وهو يحجزهن عنها فيغلبنه فيقتحمون فيها وأنا آخذ بحجزكم عن النار وأنتم تفلتون من يدي صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا